Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I think I'm going to have dreads until I just can't anymore. Like if I get the Stevie Wonder, if it start pushing back, or if I start balding in the thing, I'll consider either hair surgery or just letting it go.
Oh,
but I don't know
God.
If I got the head shape to be bald, you know? That's
yeah.
it.
I don't have that shape either.
Huh?
Have
you tried it?
No, I just don't want to, like, even know.
I did it. I was bald for a little bit.
I rocked
the baldy.
Like,
I wanted to see what I was, like, skin bald, shaving my hair with a thing. I thought I showed you this.
Wait a second. Something or what?
I wanted to see how it looked just in case I go bald.
I remember in the all-deaf offices, you had it super low, mm-hmm. but I don't think...
Nah.
I don't think
I've
it was ever
just
like.
Let me see.
Hey, do you got freckles on your scalp?
Nah, not on the scalp.
I wanted to ask.
I thought that was a legit question because I mean that's the main thing getting hit by the sun, right?
That's a good question. Did you always have all of these freckles, or did some come in later?
They came
did they come
in when
in
I was
batches?
Like seven, like six, seven.
I hear the sun just be adding them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe
little DLCs. That's kind of cool to just wake up and be like, "Hey, three more."
Let me see if I got it in here. I got some pictures of me with the body. I got pictures of me with the body and with locks.
I remember the locks picture.
My hair.
Are you?
Yeah.
How's your mother's hair? Does she have a thick braid of hair?
No. Ooh, my dad did though.
Ooh, it don't come from the dad though.
Yeah. I wonder why.
My mom's not bald, but it's not like it's prime. Yeah, like it's been better years for sure.
It's been better. But what about when it was prime? It was like luxurious.
Yeah, I mean,
that is not convincing.
But you know, like them 90s pictures, everybody here was like luxurious in the 90s. It was like mm-hmm. special. I don't know. So
hell
no. In the 90s. Sure.
Hell no. Nah. My dad looked like George Jefferson in the
90s. My dad had like a whole hairline. Like,
my dad is complete. From that generation where niggas looked 45 and they was 23.
Right, so this is me with locks.
No, it doesn't look real.
That's wild. It do look Photoshop. It looked like ChatGPT.
This is like young to hear. Like they put me in the college pamphlet.
That's what it looked like, college pamphlet. Like, yo, come here.
It's funny. Like having dreads for so long, I've only seen like seven hairstyles that are people's go-tos. And it seems like yours
When's
was
the
ponytail right here with the long, with the strands going down, but it was also in a bun.
When's the last time you had short hair?
Huh?
When's the last time you had short hair? Oh, man.
I remember really feeling like I had dreads when I was like 23.
Oh, okay.
So over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And it was crazy. I had a weird afro that went like this.
That beginning stage looked like a hard stage,
I think.
Hard, it's
man.
Ugly. Like, it's ugly. Like... And I was in college.
Yeah. Were you still getting women though during that?
Hoes wasn't flocking.
That's the most awkward
stage to me. Some came through the, you know, it just wasn't through like a, shadows. it wasn't a plethora, you know? But when the dreads were here, I feel like I realized how many people like dreads, you know?
Where is it at? I know I got
it's like having long hair. It's like a nigga Fabio.
How long have you had this hairstyle? Because I've been rocking my joint.
For like probably like 2 years. I did like 1 year of short hair. But okay. My head is too round and like to have short hair. It's like an adorable Charlie Brown head. It's really like just smooth. It's a smooth round head. So you can't tell with the hair. But I don't usually have it short.
So I don't have that cup in the back. Like, you know how hair does this?
Oh, yeah.
Mine kind of just does this. So, like, when I wear stuff like these beanies right here, I can only wear this correctly when I got hair. Because the hair will keep it in place. Because otherwise, you need that cup to keep it in place.
Oh,
it otherwise,
it'll be inflated rising. A little bit. Oh,
it'll keep doing that. It'll keep riding up. But with the hair, it keeps it in place because
to grip.
I don't have that. I don't have that little cup right there. My shit just come up like draws. Huh. I hate it be riding up.
Actually, I used to wear, before dreads, I was only buzz.
So really?
I think my head, unless my head shape changed over time, which is possible. I think, I got the skull
like
for
you
it.
You just rock it like, do you get it done or is it like you just rock it?
No, I know some people like just rock it, so
they're
like, oh, it is done.
And on that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more. Come on, Nappy Head.
Do you get it done, Pat?
This is another episode
every
of
Dabbing
Today.
Yeah,
okay. This is scary. We got a very special guest in. We got comedian, actor, content creator. Just all around great deal. We got Brandon Cormell in the house. When I say out there, I say, man, two times in 1 week, because you were just on Churchy season 2 with us.
Yeah, that was
at a guest role. Pulled up, talking shit in the church. It was crazy. I'm going to be honest with you guys, man. For years, I thought him and his other comic were the same person.
It makes sense too.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up. It's a comic name.
You don't have to do that,
I mean, I think for reference.
Which one did you ask to come today? were you surprised?
So wait. This is the other comic.
Yeah. They
You see I looked.
You want to hear a funny story? You want to hear a funny story about him?
Oh shit!
So like his mother passed away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this comic came and she was like, "Yo, I'm so sorry for what happened to your mother. She was a great person." And in my head, I'm like, "What the fuck? I just got to call my mom like 2 minutes ago. Like what happened
came
to
up
my...
to you?
Yeah, like that was him." And she was like, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yeah.
And I walked away from that just like I didn't know until like 2 days later. I'm like, "What was she talking about?" And
then
I saw him.
See it, but I could also see white people like thinking y'all the same person too.
Hold on, look at this picture right here, on the bottom right.
Bro,
they twins, bro.
Hey,
that's the same person, bro.
You be posing like that?
No, I do. That's the scary part. That's like my go-to pose. Like after this one, I was like, do another one.
That's
just how it is.
Do you think y'all are from the same
place?
Hey,
God up there just mailing it in,
yeah,
bro.
What you mean the same place? Like the village or like?
Same place.
Over your tone. I don't know.
No, there's niggas that look like me who I assume are from the same part of Africa, you know?
There you go, see? We might be. Like, you know, just separated at birth.
Wait, are you? Are you Nigerian? Or?
No, I'm not. People think I am, but I'm not.
But you're not. You're just American? Just more.
Yeah, I'm American.
I mean,
yeah.
Why? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, where? Do you know where you're from?
Well, my dad's like a Native American, like a Blackfoot tribe, but I just say black.
Did you do your ancestry DNA or anything?
No, but I used to get paid for like being like a Native American.
So how you know you're not Nigerian?
You used to get paid.
I mean, I could be, but it's like
a big part of my DNA.
I mean, I think all of us
Nigerian.
Have like a little splash of Nigerian, right. Like even Pat, like crazy as
that's what I'm saying. I always thought. Just black, you know? But I started, like, realizing who looks like what in certain African, like,
no, like, my
countries.
Side profile, I do appear Nigerian.
You get
like,
big
if you
Nigel.
See me from the... Nigel. You see his side?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was
kind of
what I thought.
Yeah.
Just looking dead on,
so the
too.
Audience can see. There you go.
The beard is immaculate, though.
Having a Nigerian profile
the beard,
is pretty
the beard
crazy.
Is immaculate. Like, hey. Listen, I wish my... You, Sydney... what's Kelly's name? Isaiah?
Oh yeah, Isaiah. Nice.
I mean, immaculate. Greg, Kel's brother-in-law, they got those luscious beard. My shit is full, but my shit crunchy. My shit is like cinnamon toast
crazy.
Crunch up in here, baby. Like
I used to think I shaved here and there to make it seem scraggly. I think this is the best I could do.
That's it.
Would you
ever been
get a
there
beard
for a couple
transplant?
Years?
Yeah, I'm not. Huh?
Would you ever get a beard transplant?
No.
No, you wouldn't go that far?
That would look like a transplant. On me? Yeah. Imagine me with your beard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Suspicions will arise.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's
it
not
will arise.
Happen.
I would, like, for a while, mine wouldn't grow all the way in, and I was using, like, this serum. And so I had this tool that you had to rub over your face first, and then basically, like,
poked holes, like created new pores, and then you put this serum on it and rubbed it in like that. And I did that for like 3 months, and I didn't see much of a change, but it did fill in. It didn't get thick and luscious, but it filled in certain spots.
So there is hope.
I mean, if you want to commit to it.
Does that really work, though, or is it like in the
mind? I mean, again, it filled in. So, like, places where it didn't all the way connect, like right here, like I had a little problem, so it did fill in, but it didn't get thick. It didn't get luscious. Like, now my hair on my head, thick as fuck. My hair on my head got an OnlyFans page. Mm. This bitch got ass. This bitch throwing that ass thick as fuck.
When you want like an actual beard that's like really like covering like the thick ass.
No. I would love it like yours. Yeah, this thick one's crazy. As hell.
This one is like it's like the beard is wearing you.
Yeah, I seen that.
Where
one.
It's like this.
It's like a bottom ski mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a reverse ski mask.
People love that shit. Like even like Harden, I feel like you have to have money to have that kind of beard like James Harden.
No,
otherwise you look homeless. Like,
no, it's always bad.
Imagine I show up. Yeah, you think so?
It's always bad. But when you have money, just women don't care.
Yeah, see, I can't just show up here with like this is.
No one can show up here.
No, you can show up like that. We gonna talk shit about you the whole time. But I mean, you can absolutely show up like that.
That's
ain't nobody gonna stop you from showing up like that.
My thing has always been like my goatee. I can't get a goatee. I can get half of one.
But you can blend it in with the right barber.
No, I can blend it in because it's all patchy, so you don't really notice. But this side connect, and then this one don't. So sometimes I just got to shave just this part, and it's super crazy.
You know what's crazy? Because people use like the oil, like the black ink to make it look more full. Mm-hmm. I was at a party one time, and this girl said I had car oil on my face because it was too thick of a beard.
It was leaking?
No, she felt like it was. She was like, why is it so black? And then, you know, like when they said at the party, everyone turns around where it's like, oh, it does look kind of black.
Damn. Not everyone. So you had ink in it?
No. This is just my face. Like, I don't even like my beard, to be honest, because it's too black. No, I feel like people think it's like fake.
When man, I was you have a beard you got fade? A luscious ass oh, beard, yeah. bro.
Have you seen that before? Have you what? Seen a beard fade? His beard is I've fading in right here.
I don't like when barbers do that without asking me.
No,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I come on here, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't really trust
I've never
barbers.
Seen that before. Damn, this nigga has, fuck. It's faded from here I've seen into the beard.
Because they don't do it gradient. Sometimes they do it closer to the sideburn, but I've seen people do that.
Because my hair, it grows too thick to like... When like it grows like evenly. Thick, so it's like I have
you
to
got
like
sideburns.
I got some like got Elvis Presley chops. Like damn. Sideburns.
Yeah,
like so it's like thick, so I have to like kind of look regular.
I don't groom like that. That's crazy. I'm not like in that world. You got like a nice thing. You got the crispy hairline.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all kind of nice. Just,
it's gonna get way worse.
I think it's been this smooth.
Hey, bro,
it's gonna get so much worse.
It is. But we also not haters. Like we'll give nigga their problems and shit like that. We still gonna talk shit about you, but like we gonna keep it all the way funky. With you, absolutely, bro.
No, I'll take that back. Never mind. Because I feel like you're about to come with some fire now. Like. Cut out the way. Now it's time to flame your ass.
We're going
to
give you 10 more minutes. We're going to give you 10 more minutes. Okay, so this is your first time on the show, Brandon. What we do on this show every time is we do a different theme show, different genre theme show song. So basically what that means, like sometimes it'll be R&B. Last show was R&B. The show before that was just hip-hop. We've done trap opera. We've done...
Trap opera?
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
That was like the first episode.
Yeah. No, it was early in, but it was
super early.
Yeah, it was early in. Yeah. We typically let the audience, the chat, pick it, but we just been
going...
Oh, it's
a whole chat? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, this is just our Patreon.
So. Hey, Patreon be riding for us, but y'all don't be giving suggestions like that.
Well, we haven't been asking, to be honest with them. Like,
let's turn that back on. Give us some genre.
Anybody that's watching, throw some genres in. We got trap yoga, we got reggae, we got hip hop, we got old school hip hop, we got
trap
R&B.
Yoga is
trap was, yoga, not trap yoga, trap saying. Opera. Oh, trap opera.
Trap. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Take your pants off first. Now we're getting started.
I'm thinking about
what kind of show
they be doing trap yoga though. Where they do yoga, they play all trap music.
They sure do.
People get too creative. It's very good. It's like, just let it be.
It's dope.
It's fire, bro. Like, you know, you listen to some Jeezy while you bust it open.
Mm-hmm. What's the point of yoga, though, real quick? Like, what does it do?
Oh, my God. It's stretching.
It's actually a huge workout, too.
Yeah, no, it is. Holding those positions and, like, the strain that you put in your core, it helps with flexibility. It also helps with breathing.
It'd be like earthy buff niggas that take it.
That's why I'm confused about. Like, why? I mean, I don't know. I guess even hot yoga.
Not for real though.
I'm not hard to beat. So yeah. I'm not hard to beat.
It's different because you doing all the same things, but like in 98 degree temperature. It's
like
it's
in
crazy.
A steam room basically.
I remember Russell used to have his yoga studio, and we went there a couple times. Anybody worked there, all dev got like free. Why you say it like that?
Tantrith.
Tantra?
Why are you saying like him?
That's what it was called. It was called Tantra. No, everybody's laughing. The yoga studio. It's off of Melrose. It was called Tantra.
It's called Tantra, or it's like, is that like the list? Hey,
it's called Tantra.
Bro, before I even worked at All Def, yeah. I had met Russell when this is when I was touring. This is back when I was touring for
really?
Truth. And
is that how? I thought you knew Kev.
No, this is before. I'm talking about this is 2008 when I met Russell for
the
first time.
This is way before All Def.
This is in the Hamptons.
Oh, shit.
Right? We at the Hamptons and at this event for Tony Hawk. And Russell's there, and I'm talking with him. I was like, yo, man, I read the book. Thank you so much for, like, putting that out. Like, really gave me the inspiration to, like, get out there and move to L.A. Now, that's my next stop. And he was like, all right, so what's holding you back? I was like, you know, just I ain't got no family out there. I want to make sure I'm going to make it and, you know, have enough money to eat and stuff like that. He looked at me. He's like, nigga, you can miss a couple meals. First time meeting him.
Russell?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is my first time meeting him, and this is what he told me. I was like,
"I'm pitching this
voice. You a different nigga. You a different nigga. I'm gonna find that picture and I'm gonna show y'all." Like,
first time I talked to him, he said, "Who the fuck are you?
How'd you even get into All Def? Like, what? You just approached him and you just like,
this is it. This is in the Hamptons with Russell Simmons.
You're a whole different complexion.
Yeah.
Why are you dark skinned?
Yeah. Because
I was on tour in the summer. So we were doing the
what type
Tony
of summer
Hawk
was
Bird
this, first of all?
Tour.
He looked like Corey Holcomb.
I was on a Paramore Honda Civic tour. So we were outside constantly because we would be outside the venues.
What's that? Do you want to do Paige Kennedy?
Okay. He do look like Paige Kennedy.
Oh, y'all wild as fuck for that, bro. Y'all niggas wild as fuck, bro.
Which is crazy. I just saw that nigga. He's super skinny now, too.
What?
So perfect. So yeah, he is to hear.
That's a whole different complexion.
Oh, damn. Nah, that was real. That's the first thing that nigga told me. you can afford to miss a couple meals.
That's mad funny.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it is. All right, we got some really dope. Oh shit. Did we put anything in there? Did
no,
they
nobody
give us
said anything? So y'all
see,
choose.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all proving me right.
It's a real chat, right? It's not like you just.
I'm gonna do.
It might be
fake. Let's do the trap opera. I just don't know what song we could do.
Who's gonna sing opera? Because Danny was here last time and she sang opera.
Mm. Oh, you saying I can't do it?
Ba, 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 I mean, go ahead. Let's do it. No, Pat's doing it.
Check this out. Make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks. The best place to get real money action. While you're watching your favorite sports. Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all love it. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks, all right? Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. Because look, your boy's in California, and I need the Prize Picks, and now I got it. Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season, all right? Join now because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Pickmas. This week on Prize Picks, I'm checking out the football board and I'm selecting Jared Goff for more than 230 passing yards. He's been balling this year. And I'm choosing Saquon Barkley for more than 1 touchdown because he's just a straight dog. I also got Travis Kelce for more than 70 receiving yards and Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards. High key, Lamar Jackson been playing at an MVP level this season. So look, download the app today and use code DIYS to get $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Once again, y'all, download the app today and use code DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, all right? Prize Picks. Run your game.
Go ahead.
Ba, 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 ba.
Think about hip opera with Lori.
That was Mario.
I know.
That second part was definitely the Mario.
Think about hip opera with Lauryn Hill and the Fugees.
Which
hip
one?
Opera. Remember that song?
No, I don't remember it. I remember the title, but I can't remember the melody of anything about that.
This is opera?
It went like that.
It was trap opera. Yeah.
Oh.
What's the fucking Beethoven song? I can't think of anything right
That's
now. Or
Badoosie. What's Debussy. Debussy.
Debussy.
Debussy.
It's Debussy.
Hey, listen. I was thinking about the episode of Family Guy when they was like, oh, you got to get Debussy. Debussy is real good. And they kept doing it. And it was like, oh, but the Deke or something. Like, they had all the right audience. It was so fucking good.
I didn't get that joke till just now.
Oh.
Because he was saying Debussy. I thought he was saying Debussy, but he was saying Debussy.
So it was a play on that to say Debussy.
Yeah,
Debussy.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But I didn't realize that this nigga's name is really Debussy.
Yeah.
But it's Debussy. Shout out to Debussy.
Okay, let's go with the... fuck it, let's go reggae there.
Okay.
So basically what we do is we try to rhyme damn internet you scary with something. Like you might rhyme it with got a bad bitch named Mary, damn internet you scary, homeboy named Larry, my homie will get you in the incinerary. I don't know. But yeah. you rhyme damn internet that just has to be one of the bars. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing, there's still pressure because it's not gonna be good.
I feel it.
We don't want it to be good. Nah. We want it to be trash, right? Mm-hmm. But have fun with it. Right? That's why we do different themes and different genres, and that's why it's different every time. So
here's my thing,
fun.
Though. You don't know who I am. I'm actually like a rapper.
Oh, say less. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go.
I'm completely joking.
boom, boom.
Am I doing the accent? Bam, the reggae bam, thing?
Boom, yeah, let's do the accent.
Bam, boom, bam, boom,
hey.
Boom, boom, bam, bam,
happy December,
boom,
y'all.
Bam, bam, bam,
we smoking ganja. I got dreadlocks. Bam, bam, he could have dreadlocks. Bam, bam, he used to have dreadlocks.
Bam, bam, bam,
know what I'm saying? Bam, bam, we in an bam, island.
Bam, yeah.
We breaking open coconuts. Bam, let's go. Bam, bam, oh, bam, bam, shit. Bam, 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 we rolling bam, up another doobie. It's another hit. Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam.
I'm starting. I'm starting. Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay. I'm making sure. I gotta feel it out.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Oh. I'm in the car. You don't know where I'm steering it. From the side, he's Nigerian. Hey. I ain't weird. By the way, I gotta say, fuck your beard. My beard is very patchy. Fuck that. I'm a Tabanaki. I'ma pass it to the bus pass. I don't know why I called you bus pass. But if I bust at you, bust back. I'ma have to give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Here you go.
Damn, internet, you scary.
You scary.
Pick one. You have to fuck, kill, and marry.
And marry.
I'm the only one in the room right now with a full beard. Look at me now.
Yeah.
We have Patchy. We have semi-Patchy. But not me. I am the daddy.
Oh,
of the beard. Check it out. My name is
Rewind. So to get about sending my name to crowd, to get about sending it out. And the lion man, we're gonna round in the back. Rewind.
Bam,
bam, bam.
We back, yo.
We got a spec of the rewind.
You know what's crazy? In reggae songs, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I love it.
That was good. I
get
did
it. Like,
not after, see that coming.
After being in it, it'd be like.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
It's like old school mixtape rap where they be like, oh, you didn't hear that shit? Start that bitch over. And
start
the rapper,
that motherfucker from the top. Like, everybody on the dance floor, I want to see it. Fellas jumping off of buildings and ladders. Get these bitches wet.
As a listener, I hate that. As a rapper, I'm like, yeah, I did do a good job, huh?
The
first few
so
bars
good.
Was fire. Pull it. You didn't hear that shit. Turn it and start the whole thing over.
The replay.
Be like, yeah. Okay, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Now that I know that's the reaction, I'll do it again.
That was good.
Okay, we got some crazy stories on the docket today.
Oh, my
God. Damn internet, you're scared when we find the crazy stories on the internet.
It
makes us say, damn. Extreme ironing is a
wow.
sport where participants carry ironing boards to far-off places and iron clothes.
This nigga is ironing a sweater with a great white shark behind him. He has scuba.
That's a determined housewife.
Think about how dumb this
husband.
Is.
We don't gender bash over here. It could be a house husband. I would love to be a kept man. I would love to be a cat man. My wife snatched me up in my robe and like, why isn't dinner done?
I was doing my best. Yeah. Go back. You got to go back. I didn't know these were the ones. This is crazy. Okay. So hang on. Real quick. Again, extreme ironing. Ironing in places that are extreme. Got it.
Yeah.
Right? This nigga learned how to scuba dive.
Yep.
Then found where there was shark-infested waters. Then went down, planted himself, and ignored all his scuba diving training. You know what I mean? Like, no swimming. He's just ironing. And it doesn't matter because it's going to be wet when he comes out. Wrinkles everywhere. Yep. Right? This is just dangerous. To be bit by a shark while you're ironing. Like, who's even... Are there tickets sold for this?
I don't know.
Fucking ridiculous. All right, please go to the next one. This next one, he's just ironing in the middle of war. This is like Iraq.
And they're fighting for our country.
Two soldiers in Iraq, like, super dangerous. One is sniping.
Yeah.
The other's just ironing something that they're not even going to wear. Just like a pair of shorts.
You got my insane. Yeah, you got my six. Oh, okay. No, I got to iron these pants real quick.
Yes!
People are too bored.
Yes, I love the insanity.
Oh, that's a man that he's ironing on.
Yes, and the ironing board's on his back. Oh. On a hang glider.
Is it foiled?
Get your ass pressed.
Is this a paraglider? Is that what that is?
It looks like hang glider. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
I mean, that's the most dangerous one. Because I feel like if you're doing that, you're on. Oh,
no. You talk about balance.
Now, to be fair, out of everything we've seen so far, this is the one I would do. Ironing on horseback. That's okay. That's pretty. That's. No, for sure. But that's what I thought the whole sport was. Just like, oh my God, I'm on a horse. I shouldn't be doing this. Sharks, bullets, and paragliding is where I'm out.
There's two more.
No.
Oh, fuck no.
During suicide? What is this?
Before I die, let me iron these pants off.
That's like base diving. He just jumps.
So they're
off.
Not even really worried about how well you can iron the shirt.
I hope nobody's down below.
Right, because you're going to have to drop that. Yeah.
Oh, no. No one's ever
imagine
down.
The iron board lands on you and you're just going about your day. It just slams on you.
Yeah, maybe he got it tied to the iron board, the iron tied to the polymer, and he can hold the iron board
and all
one hand and just pull this. Yeah.
But is...
But like, he gotta pull the parachute at some point. That's what I'm talking about. Like, he can't drop it unless he's in a like a fucking a canal or
unless he doesn't give a shit at all, like he does in his picture.
I need to know how much of the judging has to do with how well the thing is ironed, you know? Or is it just about can you
get your wrinkles out?
I gotta see
this.
The next one because I wonder if it. Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
niggas.
This is.
Well, this is a paratrooper.
This is what boot camp does.
I saw one and I thought it was gonna be on here. A chick.
Who's taking the
She
picture?
was done up with the hair in rollers. She had on a robe. She had on glasses, and she was water skiing.
Why the rollers?
Because it was like the housewife thing. Like she really leaned into it, and she's water skiing, holding the iron board, ironing. And I was like, okay, that's badass. That is bad.
I definitely saved this.
People are too bored. This is crazy. Like, why is this even a thing?
I saved the same shit y'all did.
Why is it even a thing? This is crazy.
Okay, which one out of all of these would you do and which one wouldn't you? What's off the table? If somebody was like, I'm signing you up for extreme ironing right now.
I'll do an underwater picture, but I ain't gonna be a shark infested water.
Scuba?
I'm not gonna be a shark. Yeah, but not shark infested.
Wait,
shark
would you scuba, period?
I've done it before. I did it in Hawaii.
How deep?
Not that deep, because I can't swim.
So but you have the air thing, don't
how
you?
How did scuba diving work out?
Well, so I didn't have the whole pack thing. I just had the scuba thing where it's just
snorkeling.
Snorkeling. Well, I did snorkel. I'm sorry,
two
I did
feet of water.
That's wild as hell.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
diminished is what you did to a whole other sport.
Yeah, I did. I did snorkeling.
I did snorkeling a little tube in the air. Yeah. Snorkeling, yeah.
Yeah, snorkeling. That's what I did. I went underwater, breached the water, and I came up, pushed the water out of the snorkel and then breathe. But yeah, I didn't go too deep and I didn't go out too far because like I said, I really can't swim.
That's like saying, yeah, I had the racket and we was hitting balls back and forth, but there was a table in the middle. And it's like, okay, so you weren't playing tennis. You were playing ping pong.
It felt like it though.
Well, it's table tennis.
It felt like scuba diving.
So it was tennis, you're right.
You was deep sea diving.
I think this is the one, besides anything in the air, this is the least likely to happen.
Mm.
Because somebody's getting the shit called out of them. That was intense. In shark infested waters, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's
in
crazy.
War in front of a sniper. That's crazy because that nigga could shoot somebody and then they'll be like, okay, let's shoot who did that and shoot the ironer.
I don't know, but see, here's the thing. Like, they're on the army base, though. Because you see the army vehicles behind them to the left of the guy that's standing up. They're cool. They just took the picture up there, but that looked like they're on the army base.
Oh, shit.
Probably when you die, your obituary might sound crazy. Like, on this day,
he was ironing. They better not put that in the obituary.
He left us on this very day. No stars.
Ironing in the wrong place is crazy.
I don't know what I would do.
That's insane.
Look crazy. Not that one.
That's insane.
That might be the one I would never do. Maybe. At least when you jump and you can pull a parachute. The ironing is secondary. You just
it
like,
might just be
how
the worst.
Long can I do this before I pull the thing? But the paragliding, that seems like it's forever. And you have to save the nigga you ironing?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
So it might be the horse. I'll probably go with the horse, I think.
Yeah, I would do the horse.
But it's still scary because like, you ever been on a horse? It's not like, mine was moving slow and I was still scared. So
I'm
imagine
not gonna
it's
lie.
Like galloping.
Niggas
oh
don't
God.
Talk about that enough. Horses are kind of scary. I remember
terrifying.
Like the last few times I walked up to them, I didn't know like what was going to happen. I hear about them kicking niggas in the chest and killing them.
Oh, my God.
So I would never be in the back of them, even though I hear you have to do something crazy. And then when I got on them, I didn't know what... it's hard to, like,
There's
drive
no
a
gas
car
and brake.
That
no
has
gas
its own
brake.
Brain.
Yeah.
Their heads are so big, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're standing next Big-head to them.
Big-head ass.
Yeah. Horses
take
are
off.
Way scarier than you think. Only, like... What is it? Equestrian? Is that what you call it?
What's up?
Equestrian?
Mm-hmm.
People that ride horses.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Only them niggas are like super comfortable around horses, but when it's just like, yo, pull up and ride for an hour, they're really scary. And I know it's scary because the people who are in charge of them, they'll be like, I think you would be good with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? And then they'll be like, oh, no. This one, you know?
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, oh, this one doesn't like people. It's just like, that's not a car thing. That's not what you hear at the car dealership. It's just like, nigga, this one's red. I want that one.
The people who take care of horses are so fit. Like, their arms be brolic.
I never noticed that.
Brushing them and doing extra stuff with them.
I don't like horses.
I don't like horses.
Yeah, I
don't like them.
I don't see a reason for them.
I don't like, no, it's kind of like my last interaction with jet skis. I used to think jet skis were so cool, and then I realized how rough they were. And like when you want to go fast, you're bouncing, and then at the end, your wrists and your balls, you can't even feel them.
Would you ride a pony? Would you ride a pony?
Shetland pony?
At this age, absolutely not. That's crazy. Can you imagine me being the one nigga that's riding a pony?
Hey, yeah,
and everybody
good luck
else
with you
got
guys.
Horses? No. I think
I would feel safe though. I think on a pony.
Yeah, because you're doing a damn petting zoo activity.
Yeah, you're basically riding a bike with training
there's,
wheels.
There's no trails for ponies. They go in a circle.
Hey, this next story is one of the craziest I've seen in a while.
Look, notice how days are feeling shorter and shorter, but your to-do list isn't, all right? Power through your busy day with Factors. No prep, no mess meals. I'm talking about from breakfast to dinner and anything in between. Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled and feeling your best. Whether you like routine or you just enjoy mixing things up, Factor has you covered with 35 different delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenient options you can add to your box like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. Don't let shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor lets you do you, all right? Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, and avoid meat, or simply just eat well-balanced. Because Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, you're going to love not only how Factor's meals taste, but also how they support your goals. And check this out. Factor is cheaper than takeout and dining out. Put the money you save towards holiday shopping or just reaching your financial goals. Find guilt-free comfort food like homestyle chicken and gravy and loaded mashed potato pork chops. Feel-good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry. And globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp and red pepper collard grits. There's no sacrifice in quality for convenience with Factor. Weekly menus offer ways to treat yourself to restaurant-like meal experiences, all right? With gourmet plus dishes that feature premium proteins and seasonal sides like broccolini, leeks, and asparagus. How does chocolate butter flamingon or garlic roasted burumi sound, huh? Mouth-watering, right? So stay on your game with quality ingredients you can trust and quality you can taste in every one of Factor's fresh, never frozen meals. Use your time more efficiently, and it's so important during these dark months, all right? Let Factor take shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning up off your daily list of things to do, all right? Head to factormeals.com/50DIYS, all right? And use the code 50DIYS to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code 50DIYS at factormeals.com/50DIYS to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
No.
And this no, shit is not. Crazy. So this is a video from Dr. Justin, and it says, would you rather be stitched up by a surgeon or by an army ant? And basically they say that if you're in a place where there are army ants and you get an open wound, you can find some army ants if you're not allergic to them and let them bite you. And are those things called the sphincters? Or those what
the sharp things?
I don't, because I thought the sphincter was just the booty. But
the pinchers. I mean, I think they're called pinchers.
Yeah, it might pincers, be. That sounds good. Pincers.
Wait, are they removing pincers. The bodies?
Yeah, so they let the ant bite them to close up the wound, and then they twist the body of the ant out with the pincers still in there, and it'll keep the gap closed.
Yeah, the pincers, yeah.
And you just get another ant. You do that until you close the whole wound. And this is how people have healed
wounds.
And they're
larger than regular ants, right?
They are. Yeah, absolutely. If those fire ants are, they're way bigger than like regular.
So they bite in a way where they don't let go, because clearly their whole body is being twisted off of them,
mm-hmm.
and it just stays like that.
Yep.
So how do you remove that?
Yeah, that's the part that was a little freaky to me, because if you continue to watch the video, they show some that look like it's healed and look like the skin healed over the ants. Like what? Like it should be coming up.
So the ant was still the ant head was still.
Look! You see the bottom?
It's embedded.
Yikes!
It's like getting
their mandibles and pincers. Absolutely not. When this first was pulled up, I thought that an army ant was like, oh, a wound, and like did the whole thing for you, because that's just what it does. But y'all are basically just getting a scoop of skin.
This is how you become Ant-Man.
Twisting up. Absolutely not.
I mean, if you have no insurance, it's a perfect place
to
go.
I'm reading a page. It says, experts do not recommend this as the chance for infection is high.
Yeah.
Because you have an ant head in there.
You're in the jungle, too. So it was just like,
I mean, if I'm in the jungle and there's no nurses or doctors around,
mm-hmm.
I would do this as a temporary way to not bleed out until they can get the ant heads out and do it the right way.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, if I had the choice.
You're not letting them heal.
Of a human and some ant heads. It's not even like an ant doing something. It's just an ant biting and you just killing that ant and going on to the next one. So I would absolutely
and like,
never
like,
try
like,
this.
There's like a lot of them together, right? It's not like you just find one and you got to look for another one, or it's like...
Like an ant hill, you just grab a couple of them or something like that.
Just sprinkle them on. Maybe they'll just bite the shit out of you.
Yeah, put
in
a little
the
sugar on the
area,
hole or something like that.
Kill everybody else. Just twist the bodies of the ones on the
top. That's somebody's uncle.
Here's the sad part about this. Do you know how desperate you would need to be to try this?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to be desperate. You wouldn't do this just if you have, like...
This is for a small gas, though, right? A small... It's not like you could just split open your eyebrow and it's like, all right, what an ant's at?
I mean, if you had somebody to help you with, you could. You know what I'm saying?
I'm assuming this would have to be...
You're not
this is any gash.
Yeah, this is like last resort type thing, I feel
ain't
like.
Ain't nobody like Kaiser or these army ants.
Right. My insurance card. Let me
And how do I know, like, these are living things. Like, how do I know that they're like, okay, here's the gash. Let me close it like this. Or they might just stick it in the gash and bite in a different way, you know, and like bite you off center.
How do you put the okay? See, they were holding the ants with whatever tool they're using, right? Yeah. So you put it over the gash and hope that it clamps on. Like, we just saw an animation of what they would want to happen.
But the animated,
how long does it take for the ant to be like, all right, if you don't let me go, I'm a bite.
Exactly.
Right?
And the animated cut was the perfect size for its mandibles.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
you
can never
like how you taste.
Yeah.
But no, I don't like this one that much. It's like, damn, bite.
That's wild, bro.
I don't think I would ever, even if it was just like, damn, it's this or a leaf. Like, I don't think I would ever resort to this. Like, has this been, like, is this something really that has worked?
I mean, I don't the fact that, like, that it's being documented now means that there are probably tribes that have done this before, indigenous people that have figured out how to do this.
Right.
And, I mean, you think about, like, if they're indigenous to that part, then they might not be as susceptible to infection as we are. You know what I mean? Like, they are accustomed to all the bacteria and stuff of that region.
Right.
Whereas someone like us who's had all of these, what is it called when you get the shots as a baby?
Vaccines
and stuff like that.
Right. And that's just familiarity. Like, if I grew up in a tribe where everybody was doing this and I did this a bunch of times, of course I would do it.
Yeah.
But if I was just, like, visiting a jungle and they were like, this is what they do. No.
Well, I mean, you would hope not. Because
my body isn't used to that.
First of all, you've already hurt yourself. So, of course, you don't want it to happen.
It's not a lot of other options. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever gas you got means that you hurt yourself more. So
I'd rather just use one mandible for a needle and find something to sew myself up with.
Yeah, like, there's a needle in the jungle for sure.
Yeah. There goes the Wolverines in the jungle. Like, hey, I got no
those picks are was fucked up.
The one at the bottom.
It don't look good to me. Like, the recovery.
Yeah, because the top was the
black.
Top. Yeah, the top was with the body still on the end.
Black means infection usually, right?
No, those were the heads.
Yeah,
the heads were still embedded in the skin.
No, the skin. Wait.
That was their
mandible. No. So the top was the full body of the ants and the mandibles and the skin. The bottom one was the body ripped off and just the mandibles and the head and it healing.
Right, but it wasn't under the skin yet, right?
It was. Some of it looked like it was under the skin.
But it looked like in that picture there was other parts that were black.
It's multiple heads.
It's not a clean, like, recovery.
Ain't nothing about it clean. Right? They're using insects. Ain't nothing about it clean. So wait till it come back up, Pat. So the top one is the ants with the body. The bottom picture is the body being snatched off.
But
the head are starting to get engulfed in the skin.
But look at the bottom. Look at the bottom. How the skin is turning black.
He needs some lotion. No, he needs some water.
He needs some doctor.
You gotta drink some water. Yeah, that means dehydrated.
Antibiotics, yeah.
He's dehydrated.
And even the first comment says, nobody here watched Apocalypto. Some tribes use this method to close wounds, which is crazy for her to, you know, reference a movie for that. But
I learned this from Tarzan.
This was
actually in
Tarzan?
What, like the original one? Or
does this not cause infection? Like, let's click those comments. Let's see what they talk about. Has anybody got that in there? Unlikely, since the ant won't be penetrating very deeply. That's the crazy. Only thing that worries me is when skin grows over them, it begins to decompose, but it's very unlikely. Your body will absorb it. It prevents infection. Not likely. Ants are incredibly clean animals. Well, the insects. They live in huge colonies where they are clean.
You know what?
Does this take us to the next story about the ants?
Yes.
Yo, let's go to the next story.
I don't ever remember, like, anybody talking about ants as, like, dirty animals.
Right. Yeah. So this story I thought was super interesting. So I sent this one over to Hippie. This shows how ants can sense when another ant is injured, and they will perform surgery. So, like, an ant will rip off the leg of another ant if it knows it needs to be amputated. Like, it's no saving it. They will just rip it off. They will perform surgery on. Look. He's just biting it off. Yeah. Let's get that out of here. All right, because this leg right here.
What do they do? What do they do to, like?
Well, they know that, like, if it continues to be broke, it's an amputation because...
An amputation. Yeah. It's pretty good. Wait, but, like, how
do they... Like, that's... They're doctors, basically. Everybody's
a surgeon.
Well, I
mean, if you think about it, think about how sad a video of, like, a bug that has just, like, a broken leg or just can't get, like, a wing to work. You know what I mean? It's super sad, but they keep trying. They're just like, I don't understand this. So for something to take that off, I get it. But, like, how do they diagnose it? Like, how do they know
it's... It says it takes them less than 4 hours to get to the ant.
Who's timing this?
To perform the surgery. They have an antimicrobial spit, basically, that they put onto the wound as well after they
clean
do
it.
That. To clean it.
Can you imagine
ants
spitting on your shoulder and then ripping your arm off?
Bro, it's crazy how fucking dope ants are. So this is just
tour.
These are just two videos that I found, but in the last week I've watched like 20 videos on ants. So this shows how they would amputate an injured member of their tribe or something like that.
This is any ant or just a special ant?
They don't specify which ants these are right here. But there was an ant farm, and they noticed that, like, every ant farm or colony, they have, like, a graveyard, right? So when an ant knows it's dying, it will secrete this smell. And based on that, it will go to the graveyard and just prepare to die. So it'll move away from the colony, so it won't decompose around them, and it goes to this to the graveyard area of this ant farm, and it just waits to die there. Or they move bodies over there when the ant has died. So this doctor, this scientist did an experiment. He got the secretion that they emit when they're about to die, and he put it on a healthy ant, and the healthy ant just walked over to the graveyard and just was like, kept looking for somebody to move. He was thinking it was either his time to die, or he was looking for somebody that smelled like it was their time to die and putting them over there. But that's how strong and potent and just routine fucking ants are, bro. They are fucking amazing.
How do they know that? Because, you know, when we break a arm or something, mm-hmm. we just set it and hope it heals. I wonder how they know that it could save their life to amputate, you know?
Yeah. It's
crazy. It doesn't seem
the
like...
The way they communicate has to be, either, like, right? more than
and
just...
It seems... Well, I mean, bugs have exoskeletons, so it's like...
Hmm. It's like these guys got walking charts on them. They can be like, this ain't looking good, my boy.
I don't even know. I don't even know if exoskeletons can heal naturally, so I guess they're saying that just take amputation will save their life, but I'm wondering, like, how? Is it
you
like an
how
infection?
You see how the other hand just sits there and lets them take the... Like, they don't That's try to what run I'm away. Saying.
They just know
right
what time
and
it is,
let them
no matter
do
what.
It's not like they're getting attacked. It's like they know it's surgery happening.
Mm-hmm. That's so... Like, that's crazy how smart they can be.
I think mm-hmm. they... You know what? I think they're all talking to each other. I think they're all talking to each other as clear as English.
Demetrius and we just, slow as hell.
We just don't... Yeah, we just don't understand because there's so many things we observe and we're just like, how do they know? But I'm sure if people like observed us and we were just like, hey, can you give me that water? And then I grabbed the water when they handed it to us. They're probably just like, damn, how'd they know to give him water?
That's insane.
We must not know what they're saying to each other because that's too specific.
Yeah, that's...
You would think that it's an attack and the they would be chasing that ant, but he's just like, yeah, go ahead and take it off.
Man, just calm down. Like, you got it. Yeah. No anesthesia, no nothing. Just take it off. You got
no
to deal with the pain.
No anesthesia?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Anesthesia? That's the second ant one. I have no more left.
I have no more left.
Yeah, that's my one.
No, that amputation and anesthesia is the only two we have. That's about it.
If you guys want to keep looking at insects, I have one where a praying mantis attacks a lizard
and
wins.
No, they are literally like I've seen them fight things that's like bigger than them, and they'll survive that stuff.
Praying mantises are
He bit the jaw. Look how he bit. Yeah, let me get some of this jaw.
I saw him eat this morning.
This jaw is
just
right
the skin.
Here.
Okay, here's what I learned about praying mantises. Whatever they have can paralyze.
Whoa, yeah. That's what happened.
Like, he shook it off. He's like, "What the hell you doing, man?"
But look, his jaw is still like.
He got bit hard.
He did this not the end. He
but look. He shook him off. But look at the mantis coming back for seconds. You thought it was over? Don't call it a comeback.
That's a whole different weight class.
Oh, now he's just going for the head,
the eye.
And you said they paralyze him.
From what I've seen, I've seen a lot of praying mantis fights. And it would be like
you got a lot of time on your hands, Pat.
No, I got Pat Geo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I got
and
a series
look,
where I
and
do
the snake
animals.
Too. Okay, he going at the snake too. Yeah,
and it's brutal because it's like they'll fight and it'll seem like they're wrestling, and then the other one just stop moving, and then the praying mantis they got small mandibles, so they'll just start eating the thing. They're not just like let me kill it and then eat the meat. Like us, like, nah, they'll be like, okay, you don't move anymore. I'm going to start at your toes and eat all the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat all the way up to your brain, and you're going to feel all of it.
Oh, my
they
God.
They eat so much, though, too. I'm always like, how do you
the
feel?
The one with the roach? Himbert, the...
Damn!
Yep, exactly. Like, what you eat for dinner, I'm going to eat it, too.
Let me get that
stomach cavity.
And you just got to take it.
And here's the thing, it's like...
See, exactly.
Y'all got all that smoke for all these other animals, but when it comes to a female praying mantis, y'all hoes be getting smoked out.
That's insane. You would never think something so green and nice would.
Yeah. Ooh, shit. This said it's the first time I ever saw a mantis losing a fight. Okay, so the scorpion did the mantis to the mantis, but it just couldn't eat it. So it paralyzed that nigga and dipped off.
But you see the grab bag? Like, get your punk ass back here.
He looked like he was waiting.
Oh, he got him all up in the
neck.
But
he left and froze. Like,
you stuck right there, baby.
Oh, shit. Hey. Now a bunch of ants are about to eat me.
This is why they're so great for the garden. If I see one.
A praying mantis?
Yeah, my mom said she used to hold them because people will hold them and play with
them. I'm scared of
them
niggas now.
You would hold them play?
I used to love them.
My mother would. I don't, but I don't mess with them because they're great for a garden. They'll eat all the pests.
Can you look at under, would the sting kill the mantis? I don't know if that was just like something where he was just like, God damn, I shouldn't have done that. Or if
so it won't bite humans at all? Like your mom and never like
Nah, it is still like fuck with you, but like it can also tell like something that is bigger than and can overpower.
This shit ain't working.
Yeah, that shit be slowly eating things. And the fact that I did see that lizard video, it ate that nigga from the jaw up,
from the
which
jaw,
is crazy.
That was crazy,
that's
bro.
That's not even like a vital organ or anything, but I saw one where it was
that's a weird place
like
to start though.
Yeah. I mean, that's just where it grabbed. It don't care about like the whole like this is gonna be like this is gonna be mean. But I mean,
wings,
I saw it eat like a roach.
Nah, anything goes.
Yep, and it just be
they just paralyzed.
They just got
like
they just got. Oh, here go. You saw the
lizard that had that lizard, tongue out like, "Ooh, I'm finna eat." Oh, what the fuck?
The lizard, thought shit. The lizard thought shit was sweet.
Ooh, from the jaw
right here is crazy.
Get the fuck off of me,
and it just grips him like that.
What the fuck was that?
And you see how his tongue is still out, like it's numb. Like that whole shit is probably.
Oh my God! What did you do to me?
He was
what
like,
did you do for?
What the fuck is this thing?
This motherfucker crazy. He crazy as shit.
Get out of here, my eye!
I done picked the wrong.
Oh golly!
The eye.
They're aliens. I don't care about.
Look at Rob Hayes liking it. Shut up, Rob.
Mikey Winfield.
That nigga ate from the jaw.
Yeah.
Came back and ate from the like the cranium down.
Now you see him.
Oh my God.
He hitting him with the bop bop real quick. It's like that crab that punches.
Oh,
there's a crab that like
hits
him with the super punch.
Done with. You see it? You see how you catch a snake like this? That nigga's over with.
Because he can't whip it back for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's his whole body.
You clamp it on him like that.
Look, and he can't wrap it around either.
Exactly.
He just going in.
That nigga gonna eat him from the middle up.
Damn, he eating him from the fourth stomach.
He wants you to suffer.
Oh my god.
That's a painful.
Imagine
death.
Getting killed and you ain't even have to take your shit.
Look at how small. If it was like one big bite, like he's just like nibbling into it. Oh, that's rough.
Crazy.
That's the biggest thing about animal deaths to
me. He had strong ass arms in his mouth. So, okay. Yo, this shit crazy right here.
There's so many different kinds
this
of mantis
crazy.
Where they can hide. Like,
that's Peruvian dragon mantis.
That looks scary.
Yeah, it does. Nah, you got to click the next link.
That look like.
Look at this, bro.
That look fake.
Nah, bro.
There's so many different ones that look like an orchid. They actually look like a flower.
God didn't approve that one, bro.
A leaf. There's so many different kinds of mantis.
Yeah. Okay, but this ain't really killing shit.
No,
like
he's not
that.
Killing anything. Oh,
okay. This is off
for
show. This guy ain't really.
No, I mean, it's scary that
but he
exists.
He can sneak up on something.
But can you imagine if we saw a video of that killing a bird? I'd be like, I'm not going outside no
more. Because he's holding them like in. He's holding his arms in, but if they come out, that's got to look crazy.
That's
insane.
That looks
exists.
Terrifying.
Praying mantises are actually, they've actually,
look,
like, in the last.
Rob liked it. Rob that works here. Yeah, Rob Fonda.
The internet has made praying mantises a lot crazier than they have been previously. Like, I feel like.
I didn't know they would like that.
Yeah, I feel like we never knew how bad they were until
the
last few
years.
Because
the women always eat the men. It's the same thing like with black widows. Like, men will do all of that shit, kill on them, and women be like, oh my God, I like this sweater. You did.
No, wait. No, you know they wait till after sex. Right?
They wait till after the sex.
So
they get to be
like, imagine being a male praying mantis, you killing shit, blah, 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 blah. This praying mantis woman is like, damn, you sexy as hell. I saw you just kill that lizard from the jaw. And you'd be like, hell yeah. You smash, and then she's like, oh my God, that was so good, and just starts eating your neck.
But here's the thing. This is why I feel like that.
Jennifer's body.
They take the head off.
The female praying mantis are fucking starfish. They just lay there, right? They just lay there, and they take
see, they don't
the
even
praying
throw
mantis
back.
Dick.
They don't
and
even
they
throw
let
it back.
Them, they let them tire themselves off.
Don't even
throw
it back.
And they got their nut off. So, like, now, I ain't have to use no energy. You did all the fucking.
Didn't even
now
throw
I'm
finna
it do back. The eating. Why you ain't got no energy to goddamn.
You bust the best nut of your life, and it's like, yeah, that's the last nut of
your life. Or imagine it was mid.
Oh my God. Imagine it was a quick bust. Like you had been edging
you were like,
for the last week.
Nah,
you've been edging
bitch.
For the last week. So now you need, like, so did you get it? She's like, oh my God, that was great.
And you don't know. He's like, what you want for breakfast tomorrow? She's like, tomorrow.
I want some more of you.
Yeah.
I was thinking a little bit more of you.
Your dinner. So how, what are we talking about breakfast tomorrow?
Let's order today. The inventor of Pringles can is buried in one.
Fred Barr,
the inventor of the iconic Pringles can, left behind a memorable legacy and an unusual final wish. The food scientist requested that a portion of his ashes be placed inside of a famous cylindrical can after his death. In 2008, at the age of 89, Barr's family honored his request, burying part of his remains in a Pringles can and scattering the rest at a meaningful location. This quirky tribute reflects both his personal connection to his invention and his impact on snack history.
So was the Pringles can just left on the grave like that?
No. I think that's just...
Nobody touch it.
Wait, can you go down? It says he would roll in his grave if he knew of the shrinkage.
Some requests shouldn't be...
Since the original.
Some requests shouldn't be... Like, it should be a line. You shouldn't cross.
But I mean, nigga, if you invented Pringles, you should get what you wanted.
Hilarious.
The Durex founder? I've never used Durex founders. I've always felt like Durex was like...
Is
off-brand
condoms?
Yeah. I've always felt like they were off-brand.
You put a used condom on the grave?
Yeah,
they feel like they are.
Yeah. What flavor? Did you have like a burial request?
I would go original. I would definitely go original.
Yeah, original.
Because that's like, I feel like that was my first one, you know?
I would not.
Oh, but he had just invented the can.
Like that, like a rear burial request.
You just go out regular.
I want to be cremated for sure. I don't really want to do the whole funeral thing. I just want to go straight to the repass and like have
some
good time. Because funerals be sad. It's like, there's no way to say it's a celebration of life. And like, you have this whole ceremony and sermon,
like
and people pray. Nah, man, let's just like, so did you put? I want a famous DJ DJing at my repast.
That's pretty funny.
I want to have like a wax figure from Madame Tussauds of me posed like this, so you can get in the picture and take pictures with me. I want to have like a little bag that people can take of my ashes with them, and they can spread
a goodie bag.
Yeah, just like a little bag.
What if they just put it in a drawer in their house?
You know the baggies that Cope come in, like just like one of those little baggies, and they
got
like
you got some Tahir on you.
Yeah, I got some Tahir on me.
But how does that work with spirits? Like, would you haunt all those places? Or
no, I wouldn't haunt any. I was just like, but I could like you know, you seen the movie Jumper? You know how he had to like have something or picture something,
yeah.
Like as a ghost, I'm like, oh shit, now I'm in Italy. Now I'm in.
Oh, it would spread your haunting out for more travel.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my mouth
about travel.
I'm trying to get my mouth.
I might get cremated.
Traveling as a,
I don't know. My biggest fear
person.
Is like being in a casket and not looking like myself. Like I got like the permanent.
Why is that your biggest fear? But you got to think, like a lot of cemeteries through history, either through flooding or something like that, the bodies will come up. Like, that's not permanent. You burning and being in a jar, that's permanent. It could move around, but at least that's permanent.
That's
you being in, like, oh, I'm in New Hampshire in this little lot of land, you could be just, like, floated up in a damn tsunami, and now they just don't, they have all these unmarked, imagine if that happened 200 years later. They have no idea who you are, and they're like, man, we have all these bodies. We don't know what to do with them. That has happened multiple times.
But not in Los Angeles, though.
It's happened so many times.
Sir.
The ground is not a final resting place.
Right.
And I know that because they already have niggas in shelves. I have family members. You go to a cemetery, you have to open a big-ass shelf.
Like a library.
That ain't going to last.
Like a file cabinet?
like
Yeah. It's
about
like a file cabinet.
What about like an above tomb? Like, you know, the tombs are like above
burn.
Ground.
How about become
be
a
nimble.
Tree? Would you become a tree?
No, what the hell?
So no, so imagine getting cut down and being made into some weak-ass book.
Imagine getting cut down and then made into a Playboy. Yeah. And niggas coming all on your back.
Oh, my God. The tail of a tree or something.
Listen, before we get out of here, man, we want to make way for Brandon and let y'all know what's coming up, what y'all can look out for, if he got anything that y'all want to tap into. You got anything you want to let them know where they can find you on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, Instagram at B Cormell. That's B-C-O-R-M-E-L-L. Everyone spells it wrong for some reason.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll be in the Comedy Store on the 10th. And
let's go.
Be at Chaka Sundays on the 15th, I think.
Let's go.
But yeah, that's about it for me right
what
now.
What about the hospital?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was already on there. Yeah, that was fun. The hospital was dope as hell.
Fire
like
as fun,
working with these guys,
that was so fun.
It was an honor to be there. It felt like
It felt like it wasn't even like real because I was having so much fun and getting paid. It was like,
and it's also on Patreon.
Yeah, it's on Cal's Patreon.
It,
so you
it came out so good, I was like, damn, this should be everywhere.
I'm sure Cal will release it after he released all the episodes on Patreon. So
you can watch it.
And then I'm going to get that money first.
So you were a writer, right?
Yeah, I wrote like half. I mean, but it's like everybody.
You wrote The Hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I wrote like CP stuff, but CP did his own thing, which made it even funnier because you can't really write for him.
You cannot.
Yeah,
CP shit is going viral.
That nigga's going crazy. That nigga's so fucking funny.
What the fuck?
Like, he's just his voice.
You know what, get him? Come on.
What the fuck?
When I heard you laughing, oh my God.
What the fuck?
That's not funny.
Shout out to CP.
That's it, it's crazy.
But yeah, that's when. Now I'll be on Kev on stage, Churchy. That's a good show.
Season 2. Dropping next year, top of the year.
But thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely, man.
You guys are fun. Random and fun.
Random as fuck. I ain't gonna hold you on that one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we appreciate y'all tapping in. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this has been another episode. You don't get to do that again. This has been another episode of Damn It and That You Scared. We'll see y'all next week, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.